Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Charlie Marlo, Martin Kilcoyne, Gardner is back, Matt Rocchio on the board. Want to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. How many of you have a set of knives at home that you dread using? You got them probably as, what, a wedding gift 5-10 years ago. Every time you go to chop an onion or cut an apple, Martin, you just know how dull and hard they are to use. We've been talking about Bertarelli Cutlery for over 6 years here on this station. Why are you still using those dull, unsafe knives? It takes too long. Wrong. Bertarelli will sharpen any set in under an hour. Most times in 30 minutes. It's too expensive. Also wrong. $5 a knife and your knives will be better than new. Oh, my knives are dull. I guess I'll throw them away. Also wrong, Rocchio.
Does it say, like, read it in this voice?
There are quotation marks, actually.
I like that.
It's that Bertarelli Cutlery. They do all that. Knife sharpening, wrong. They do more than that. They have one of St. Louis's best kitchen stores carrying handmade local cutting boards, knife sets, pocket knives, cast iron pans. Those are great. Made in the USA, a large variety of kitchen tools. All of Bertarelli's products are tested in the best restaurants and commercial kitchens in St. Louis Metro proper. And if it's not good enough for them, they don't carry it. It's Bertarelli Cutlery.
I got to tell you, before the holidays, I think we're having people over on Christmas.
Oh, I didn't get
like
the
family,
invite.
Family. Yeah, okay. No offense, yeah, Chuck. Okay. Family. Might be time to sharpen the knives. It is a pain. You get the wrong knife out of the drawer. I'm going to head over to Bertarelli Cutlery. Also tonight, if you can, stop by the Hot Shots in Arnold. We got a lot of stuff going on, a lot to get to, but I want to make sure we pass the word that tonight Cam Jansen's going to be hosting a little party at Hot Shots in Arnold. It's the Grinch that stole Christmas. They have a little watch party, a little drinking game, having fun. Cam Jansen's always fun. There's no Blues game tonight. You can talk about last night's win over Montreal. They beat Les Habitants 4-3. Braden Schenn, what do you think they're saying in Philadelphia sports radio?
Matera's going to come around one of these days.
You know, they like to just hammer people. I think they're mostly about the Eagles, though, in Philly. But I'm wondering if they've taken note of this trade. That Braden Schenn's doing pretty well
awesome.
In St. Louis. Yuri Laterra's on the Flyers.
The two first-round picks. We'll see what happens
correct.
In the next 2-3 years.
Bottom line, the Blues winners last night snapped that losing streak, beat Montreal in Montreal. The last time a Blues player had a hat trick in Montreal, last year. Patrick Berglund. How about that? I had no idea. Also with the Blues, they're 15-1 this year when they score three or more goals. Now, most teams probably have a stat similar to that, but that's pretty telling. That means you're going to get the goaltending. If you score three or more, you're going to win. That's a good sign for your goaltending as well. So you can talk Blues tonight. Just give Cam a hard time. He'll be hosting this event at the Hot Shots in Arnold. However, it's more than that, more than just kind of the watch party, having fun. They're also raising some money tonight for Officer O'Connor. You heard about the horrible shooting yesterday in Arnold, and that's a tight-knit community. Everybody sticks together. So if you can stop by, they'll also do some fundraising. You know that family's going to have a lot of bills to pay. Stop by the Hot Shots in Arnold. It's Highway 55 and Jefferson County Roads. All kinds of food specials going on. That's tonight starting at 7 o'clock at the Hot Shots in Arnold. A lot of moving parts, Chuck. We got the Take It to the Bank. You went really bold, and you believe that Miles Michaelis is going to win 14 games next year. I was a lot more conservative. I said 13. We also asked people to contribute to slop ideas for Friday. Who would you like to see sit in this here studio? Maybe Big Walt, see if he's in town.
He's been mentioned.
Has he been mentioned?
Kevin Slayton's been mentioned. Maurice Drummond has been mentioned.
Now, the mayor, Mo Drummond, our former colleague, and now we hate him because he doesn't work for us anymore. I think he works for KMOX, but I don't know how that works.
I think
maybe between
right.
Chaser, Kerber, it seems like the lines are kind of gray. We're like everybody's friend. Like, they can come in. Like, they would never have us on their station.
True.
But they're allowed to come on our station.
I have to say, in the commercial break, I did think 14, maybe a little high, but you asked me for a bold prediction.
Did I say that?
How about just 185 innings? Happy with that? Miles Michaelis.
Michaelis. Some people break down his pitching arsenal, what he brings to the table. We break down the fact his name is pronounced this way.
But that's important. And you know what? Here's the thing. We're all going to, if you work in local TV, we're going to write that name into the prompter several times over the next two seasons at least, then we're still going to mispronounce it just by looking at it and not really quickly understanding how to spit it out.
By the way, Derek Jeter saying yesterday that nothing is imminent. There's been a lot of reporting that the deal would be done soon. But the Marlins executive, I'll just call him that. I know he's like a co-owner. I get the feeling.
CEO.
Yeah, it's not all his money. Do we have Jeter? We have Derek Jeter audio. I bet that Gardner is back and back in a vengeance. With a vengeance?
Both.
Here's Derek Jeter.
There is nothing to update. You know, I think the best way to answer it is, listen, we will explore every option out there to make our organization better. There have been no decisions. We have not made many decisions whatsoever on the baseball side, so we're still gathering information. And as soon as there's something to share, I would be more than happy to share it. But anything up until this point has been speculation. And one thing I've always tried to do is stay far away from speculation and rumors, because there's a lot of them out there, and if I addressed every single rumor that was out there, we'd constantly be talking.
That's what we do on the radio.
Hey, he's going to put us out of business. How about Craig Mish, the guy who's been in the middle of a lot of this reporting, and I believe very accurate and has good sources? The other night he tweeted out, sorry, I have nothing for today. Like, he's letting everybody down. Like, we were kind of needing our daily fix, which is sort of true here in St. Louis, and he just said, I got nothing.
Do you guys see Buster Olney's tweet about the fact where Stan and his people, they could actually receive the trade proposals from the Marlins, from, let's say, the Cardinals and the Giants. And I don't know if they're faxed these days. I feel like fax machines are only used for National Signing Day. But let's say they're faxed over or emailed over, and that for a way for Giancarlo Stan to potentially save face is he just never responds. His people would never respond to a potential trade proposal. And then after the fact, wherever he goes, he can actually say, we never rejected any trade proposals, and not kind of tick off fan bases. What do you think of that?
I think that's possible, but I think with grown-ups involved, Derek Jeter would say, all right, well, you got to say yes or no. You have to do something. I would. It's an interesting thought, but I think it's not likely. I think at this point, whether it's Stanton himself or the agents, they would say, eh, how much does that deal help you? You guys feel you like it? Let me talk to him about it. My guess is he's not interested, but let me talk to him. They have to. You can't just say, sorry, not calling you back.
And also,
sorry, not calling back.
It's a matter of optics. Like, we all know. If it's really down to three teams, if it's the Cardinals, Giants, and Dodgers, wherever Giancarlo Stanton ends up, he's going to have basically said no to at least one team. I don't know if the Dodgers will ever have a legit offer, but if he picks the Giants, he will have rejected the Cardinals. If he picks the Cardinals, he will have rejected San Francisco.
You know, I was talking about Philadelphia sports radio and them ripping on, you know, the Shen deal. I'm sure it's not high on their list. What about in L.A.? Do you think there's any sort of buzz about, they're probably like, hey, it'd be nice. Do you think they're worried about, like in St. Louis, it's like do or die. It feels that way.
It does feel that way.
In San Francisco, it probably feels a little bit of that. In L.A., it's like, oh, really? Oh, that's cool. Is he coming here? No. Okay, cool. We're pretty good.
But he lives here anyway.
But he lives here. Yeah, he probably wants to play here. I get the sense now that nothing's going to happen. If it hasn't happened yet, with all the, you know, the potential deals that are supposedly on the table, that he's clearly saying no, because it sounds like there's enough on the table that might appeal to the Marlins. It's clearly him saying no. What's going to change? What's going to change in the next? I mean, I could be terribly wrong. I'll never forget 2011, Cardinals win the World Series on the field with Tony La Russa. I even heard it playing that night, like driving home at midnight. It was the TV version of Fox 2 was being replayed that night on KMOX. It was on the field audio, and I'm like, we're here with Tony La Russa. They've won the World Series. This would be a great time. Why don't you just announce it that you're coming back next year? That's just hard to say right now. That's probably not the time to talk about it. You know, something like that. And, of course, he had already decided he wasn't coming back.
So he didn't want to break it to you.
Correct.
That's kind of an insult.
Correct. Oh, 100%. Correct. And it was the right thing to do by him. To not make the announcement there. My point is, I could be 100% wrong, but it just feels like if Stanton were going to the Giants or were going to the Cardinals, we probably would have heard by now.
Don't you think it's an interesting situation, too, where if Stanton is going to really force the hand of the Marlins and basically wait it out, potentially until the season, just for the Dodgers or another team that he wants to go to, what happens then? I mean, the Cardinals eventually, and probably the Giants too, but the Cardinals need a bat. How long can they wait? They can't wait through the winter meetings. They have to basically move on to somebody else. And then what if the Dodgers never put themselves out there for Stanton? What does he do then? Because the Cardinals are going to have a bat in the next month, you would think. If it's not Giancarlo Stanton, it's going to be somebody. And at that point, maybe these other teams have moved on.
Yeah, it's at some point you have to say, we need to know. You're the Cardinals. We can't come up empty-handed here because other teams don't have any obligation to wait. Somebody could sign Hosmer tomorrow, today. Somebody could sign J.D. Martinez. Somebody could trade for Josh Donaldson. All of a sudden, the Cardinals are like, oh, crap. Those were our backup plans, and they're all gone.
I guess the one good thing is, because you've been talking so much with the Miami Marlins, if it doesn't happen with Stanton, you have to think there's been some discussions about Ozuna or Yelich, and that could be just kind of going down to the next rung.
Right, we told you we'd give you Waka and Jose Martinez. All right. Do we still have Rosario on the roster? All right, we'll beef it up a little bit if we have to. But as of right now, nothing has happened, which is getting kind of old. You can buy your Cardinal holiday packs at cardinals.com/holiday. They've got the five-pack specials going on. There's the bobblehead special. There's the Friday package, the Sunday package, the T-shirt package.
There's a Cubs package.
There's a Cubs package. You can get any of those right now at cardinals.com/holiday. Great gift ideas for the Christmas season. Cardinals.com. Let's do this. Let's get into the grinder. I believe Guardsy, even though he's been a little under the weather, he's ready to grind again.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falca grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
One cigarette in the last 30 hours. One cigarette.
Are you shaking?
And we're all worried about him.
This is what happens when you get food poisoning. You cannot smoke. You cannot. I could smoke through the flu, through any cold.
Were you supposed to feed a cold, starve a fever, and then smoke out stomach pain? What's the?
I don't know, but it's
smoke the flu away. What do the doctors recommend?
So, hopefully, here soon I'll be able to smoke again. But yeah, it's been a rough 30 hours or so.
Do you get withdrawals? Do you have shakes?
I haven't right now just because I haven't really craved anything until recently, which is a good sign. It means my appetite's coming back, right?
So you had what you believe to be not the flu, but actual food poisoning.
Yes.
And you ate the same thing as your girlfriend, but she didn't get it.
No, she had a meal that did have chicken in it, but it was I won't say where we went, but she had a quesadilla. I had a burrito.
So, interesting.
I don't know.
Question, though. Whenever you have a meal anywhere, and the food you just described sounds like the type of food where you might need to go to the bathroom afterwards. Let's say you have a meal, you immediately have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Is that always food poisoning?
No. That could be just,
just a minor version?
If you have irritable bowel syndrome, maybe that's a symptom of that.
There's certain things, I think, for some people that just, it happens quickly.
What I'm saying, though, is we've all had a meal where you eat it, everything's good, and then it's not so good, but then after that, it's all good. And I wouldn't call it
certain meals
food poisoning, but technically it probably is a minor, quick little food poisoning.
I think there's a difference. When food doesn't agree with your system, it happens. Food poisoning is real severe, right? Major difference in terms of your...
You can't
leave the building.
I'll tell you what.
Or the room.
The abdominal pain and cramping is the worst part. Like, you can get past some of the other symptoms. But when you have, like, abdominal pain or... It's not like a muscle where you can kind of stretch it out. It's just kind of constantly there. Can't sleep because it keeps you awake. So that I don't wish abdominal pain on anyone. I'm now putting that in my top three of fears, possibly. Bears, getting the shingles, and abdominal pain. Because you can't do anything for it.
Could be a lower bowel obstruction, just saying.
Taking so Pepto-Bismol just to try and, coat the stomach lining a little bit right now, just so I could try and smoke.
I just want to be able to smoke.
Gardner needed is another, phobia, something to worry about.
This has happened to me before, though. Like, I've gotten a food poisoning to where I was in the hospital for a couple of days. That's like, I think I was just out of high school and college. And that's when my dad was leaving the hospital room that night. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me at first. And he touched my foot and told me he loved me and had never told me he loved me before, really, in that way. And I sat there in the dark by myself thinking I was going to die.
So Dad tried to make a beautiful moment, yeah, and you took it and made it negative.
Well, yeah. Maybe you should have told me he loved me before.
By the way,
I would have been thinking that.
I'm just thinking out loud here. If you want to kind of ease back into smoking and you don't want to jolt your system, maybe just kind of walk by Iggy a little bit and just kind of inhale some of that smell that comes off of him. And then work your way back to actually smoking a cigarette.
All right. I'll give it a thought. Derek Jeter's comment. We heard him there.
Jeets.
Talking about how he doesn't like, rumor and speculation? Wasn't he all about rumor and speculation when he was a Yankee? Wasn't that
girlfriends, you mean?
I mean, he had to answer the question from Joe Buck on Joe's show about the gift baskets that he was rumored to have given out at some point.
I took that a different way. I took it as he was always very smart about that. And it's ironic he's making comments like that, considering how little drama he let swirl around him. Because while people would ask him questions, compare that to any other famous person who's jumping around from girl to girl. Jeter had a very low amount of drama.
That's true.
Extremely low amount of drama.
And this seems very unimportant.
But that's Mariah Carey.
Okay.
But I would also say, he doesn't seem like a lot of fun. I don't know.
Boring.
Am I getting that sense?
He's
like
made
A-Rod. A-Rod, you don't have to like him, but he seems fun.
Well, and Derek Jeter grew up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, but he's kind of Midwest boring, but he just happened to play 20 years in New York City. And he probably loved the fact, as a single guy, he could go out and meet a lot of ladies, but he doesn't seem like a real me person, whereas A-Rod is the exact opposite.
He has a centaur painted of himself on the wall.
Actually, I have that as well.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I actually had one commissioned of me and A-Rod as centaurs playing in a field.
Wasn't that one of the big deals with Jim Nance's divorce? Didn't he have a centaur picture or something just crazy, him shirtless and his wife complained about it? I feel like we heard about that with Jim Nance divorce.
I don't know that we've ever heard Jim Nance and centaur.
I'm telling you, I'm Googling it. It's something so about a big picture.
I think it was a picture of himself over the mantle.
Let's figure this
probably
out.
Probably with the CBS blazer.
Yeah, I'll show you guys.
Hold
here
on,
real
Nance
quick.
Centaur, or is this a Gardner centaur?
This is Gardner and A-Rod as centaurs.
That's back when you were going to the gym a lot more.
Yeah, as a little more cut. So, went and did some Christmas light looking over the weekend. Drove out to O'Fallon.
Oh, thank God. You better not go to Candy Cane Lane because the Rock Man will like throw eggs at your car.
Oh, we'll get to that. So, last Friday, went to O'Fallon. Had a... my opinion, the best pizza in St. Louis, Stefanina's. That's what I grew up on, though. So a nice Stefanina's meal, then went to the Celebration of Lights, which my dad helped put together again this year. My girlfriend enjoyed that one quite a bit.
Do they put lights on the Stully statue outside your high school?
I didn't go by the high school, okay. So I wasn't sure exactly what they're doing with that this year. That was actually on Saturday, not Friday. And on Friday, went and got a nice meal at... at Dairy Queen, two double cheeseburgers, a nice little blizzard. And then Jessica's like, you know what? Since we're over here, why don't we go check out Candy Cane Lane? So I apologize to Rocchio because I know it upsets him. I apologize that I did not text you or contact you when we went to Candy Cane Lane again this year and Snowflake Street. I did not know that there were so many liberals in St. Louis Hills. But Candy Cane Lane and Snowflake Street.
So you parked and you walked up and down.
Oh, no, we drove.
Wonderful...
We drove through multiple times, too, because we got lost trying to find other roads as well. But, you know, I've said before, you know, you're with a group of old people. And, you know, after like 20 minutes of conversation, their conversation either goes to where neighbors live now, their old neighbors, or where old pharmacies used to be located. I'm becoming... kind of that person, because there's another one to add to. It's when your stories become so repetitive, because my girlfriend and I drive by St. Gabe's church over there, and I go, hey, there's St. Gabriel's. She's like, yeah. You know, I hit four consecutive home runs in a fuzzball game there once. And like, she kind of sighs and goes, yeah, I think you tell me that every time we drive by there. And I'm like, I had nothing.
It's kind of sad. I mean, yeah. I'm happy you did it. Maybe I recount that.
That's not as sad as whenever I drive by St. Gabe's, which is on a daily basis. I go, hey, that broke my soul when I was a little child. and I just keep on rolling.
Wow. Jeez. We're at the end of the hour before we can really get into it.
That's a lot to unpack.
Candy cane lane.
Can I just say real quick, soul? Just so we get it out there,
so
please?
Didn't you have a soul?
Don't goddamn!
Hey, Jim Nance received a huge oil portrait of himself for getting an award. His wife would not let him hang it in the home, and he complained about that in a divorce. So that was the Nance portrait deal.
Okay.
He also is very specific about his toast, believe it or not.
The burnt toast picture.
Right, yes. We'll get into that tomorrow. But Rock, we'll have you on the couch tomorrow. We don't have time to unpack you.
That's a grinder.
And your haunted soul. Wait, a haunting grinder? Don't really know where to go.
They can't throw that out there at 12:50.
Right. That they what did they like rob his soul or something? Kidding. Good God. Chuck, the listener rewards right now is all about Hollywood Casino. I heard Frank saying that Klaibs was out there this weekend hanging out. And what do we have for all the good folks that are listeners that would like a listener reward?
It's an even better deal now. Hollywood Casino, listeners can purchase 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $150. This is over 70% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split them up for separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their premier restaurants featuring 99 Hops House, Final Cut Steakhouse, Eat Up Buffet, Fat Thai, Hollywood and Grind, and Celebrity Grill. So what are you waiting for? To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com. Click on the Listener Rewards tab to enjoy this fantastic holiday deal. There are only a few packs remaining, so make sure you purchase now before they go.
And a little more housekeeping for you. Remember I told you the CBC auction had the Albert Pujols locker on sale. I think it went for a little over $4,000 at the CBC auction. Remember that? Autographed by Albert. It was his original safe box locker that he had at the old Busch Stadium.
Tell us all about it.
CBCHS.org. More information about my alma mater. And if you have a son in 6th, 7th grade thinking about high school, give the 985-6095. That's 314-985-6095. Brothers for Life. And thanks again to Miles Michaelis, who was on the program, the newest Cardinal. The Hardline coming your way next. Martin and Charlie back at it 10 a.m. tomorrow in for Frank.